Let's remember the fight over so-called sanctuary cities remains a subtle one. Cities and some states say they do not want to enforce federal immigration laws and leave that to the feds, who can still operate in those cities and states. But as President Trump's administration prepares to intensify deportations, some citizens want to do more. Hundreds of people in Philadelphia are training to disrupt deportations. Here's Laura Benshaw from member station WHYY.
You're under arrest by immigration.
In the cavernous basement of St. Thomas Aquinas Community Center in South Philly, a mock immigration raid is underway. It's part of a training by a nonprofit advocacy group called the New Sanctuary Movement. The group hopes to leverage a long-standing policy that federal agents won't make arrests in houses of worship. The idea is to create a kind of mobile house of worship wherever a raid is happening, through prayers and hymns.
This is the light of God. I'm gonna let it shine.
Here's how it will work. When ICE approaches a home, people inside are instructed to call a hotline. That initiates a text alert to all the trained volunteers. For this exercise, about 150 volunteers are going through the motions of responding to that alert.
You are not allowed to pass. Please stand back.
This is a law enforcement operation. Stay 5 feet back.
It's intense. Many volunteers say they feel anxious afterwards. So far, 1,300 people in Philadelphia have signed up, and 500 have taken the training. Executive Director of the New Sanctuary Movement, Peter Pedamonte, says there are three goals.
So yes, it is to be in solidarity and show up for families. Two, it is to shine a light. And then for some people who are going to risk arrest, it is to peacefully and prayerfully disrupt.
That means circling an immigration vehicle or a home to try to stop removals. If arrested, disruptors could face criminal charges for impeding officers. Language tutor Emily Grablitz says hearing stories about deportations moved her to come.
Yeah, I think the targeting communities is something that makes me really angry. It's like they purposely want to break up any sense of safety or stability in people's lives.
Philly has yet to see large numbers of immigration arrests under Trump. Even without big numbers, uncertainty about what future enforcement will look like is breeding fear. Hector Portillo is from Honduras and says he's at the training to support his neighbors in South Philadelphia's Indonesian community, many of whom are undocumented. But he's not sure he'll show up for a raid.
I know I like it, you know, help people, you know, support it. But I'm scared to get arrested, you know, I lose whatever I got.
He's scared he could lose his green card. It's not clear these tactics will work, but immigration attorney David Leopold says, as protests, the disruptions could have an impact.
Well, in the past, ICE has been very sensitive to public outcry, mainly because they don't want to be embarrassed publicly.
Groups around the country have reached out to the New Sanctuary Movement for advice on starting their own response networks. A group in Austin, Texas, already has one up and running. For NPR News, I'm Laura Benshoff in Philadelphia.